This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX.
Are we on the air again?
We're on the air again. Of course.
How does this happen?
I know. I don't even know how it happens. Magic. Magic. Hey, I was listening to Pete Schwab on the way in.
How's he doing?
He's doing really well. He had a big article in the Capital Times. And that is, big news when WMDX makes the newspapers.
I didn't know this. Yesterday's paper or this week?
Well, the Cap Times, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
In the supplement, I picked one up, but I didn't look in the supplement yet, but I have to check that out. That's great stuff.
Good for him.
Fun guy.
We love Pete.
Yeah, we do.
Got to get him back here in the studio.
I know. I want to take over a show. Just kidding.
You do? Okay.
No. I wouldn't know what to talk about, when it comes to the comedians, their stand-up styles and their histories. Wouldn't know.
But he's got all those movie connections, too, all those script writers
that's why I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
He's been in that world for a long time.
Well, so have I. Johnny at the Movies has been around for a long time.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. The only reason I created that was because I just wanted an average, everyday guy who didn't know anything about movies or anything about directors to give a review. And that's
you succeeded
why
in that.
I created.
You had no idea what you were doing. And
exactly. See, that's
the show didn't last that long.
That's why he never talks about movies when we're a guest on his show.
Right.
This guy doesn't know stuff.
That's right.
Well,
It's 8 minutes past the hour.
Hey,
it's
are
cold.
You going to 100 Beavers?
Yes, Thursday night at the Barrymore Theater. What time is that show?
Did you buy a ticket? It's at 7:30. Did you buy tickets yet? I was thinking about it.
No, I didn't buy any tickets.
Might
buy
sell
tickets?
Out.
John, yeah, I was going to say,
going.
John, are you going to come?
What do you mean you're
going
not?
To?
No, I'm not going.
Why not?
Because I've already seen it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I think it's still free there.
Lame. You should come see it in a theater.
Lame. Well, I hope they improve the theaters, seats rather.
At the Barrymore?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the seats?
No, I guess they're fine. they're actually pretty good.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want to go see it. Sam, you're going, right?
If you are, sure. I've seen it once before.
Did you buy tickets?
Not yet, because I didn't know if John was coming, but I guess he can be the sad, sorry one sitting at home.
No.
Now, did that, you sent me an email about this.
I love the movie. I liked the one before that.
Did that include a link? I texted you and
asked if you wanted to come.
Oh,
but...
that's right. Okay. I didn't see a link to buy tickets.
Wow. Really?
I'll check it out.
Okay, we'll do that.
I'll get on that right away.
Hilarious movie.
Don't mess this one up, okay? Don't mess this up.
Mess it up. Let's check the weather. It's cloudy. It's not as cold this morning. So, you came in walking with a scarf.
I had a scarf around.
You're a scarf person.
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really wear scarves. I had a bad situation with a scarf
one time.
I was at Cascade Mountain, and I didn't know anything about skiing. I was new to the skiing world. I thought, well, I'll wear a scarf and a ski hat and gloves and everything.
Yeah, sounds good.
And I go to the tow rope. This is back when they had the tow rope there, before they had the seats that, you fly
into the teleporter.
And that scarf, I reached out, scarf got tangled. Shoot, I said, shoot.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, I panicked.
See, we should be able to say the S word. I keep saying it. On this show, someday we'll change the entire country's way of
anyway,
thinking.
Anyway, since that day, I've been a scared of scarves.
But what happened?
I entangled it right away because if I had slipped and fallen, it could have been it. Drag me up the hill by my scarf, choking to death.
Well, there are some benefits to having a scarf.
Lift up. Yeah. Anyway, you might need a scarf. So you're a scarf person.
I am. Yeah. I used to wear scarves in the old rock and roll days.
Okay, like Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. Huh? Yeah.
Good. It's cloudy this morning.
It's embarrassing to even think about today.
I know.
It is. Yeah. Stupid.
It's 23 degrees currently. You want to know what the afternoon high is? Let's get the let's get the lottery weather balls going here and see what the afternoon high might be.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Let's get that first ball going. It's a 2. Second ball is a 7.
It's taking an unusually long
time. Seems like forever. 27 will be our afternoon high. Do you want to know what the feels like temperature is right now? Do we have
we worked on that at all? Because you know it seemed like it took a long time last time.
What for the for the bar dice?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. The feels like temperature is. Do you have that, Sam? Here we go. Shake the dice. Here we go. Feels like temperature right now is 17.
We got to work on that one.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound.
I mean, it's it's okay,
right.
But
yeah,
we're not in that big room.
No,
but it's fine. No, you did a good job. It's hard to find bar dice.
It's a bar simulating dice machine.
Why don't we get real bar dice in here?
Yeah, why don't you? I've never played actually. I've seen it played, but yeah, bring some in if you got some.
We're worried about Sherry out in Horicon because she's up this early.
She
don't know what happened out there, Sherry. But
she must never sleep.
Good morning
to
you.
She sends us messages all day, all night.
Well, that's fine. We love that. Everybody here loves that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're her favorite.
So,
you think so? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, she always sends us a very nice, warm greeting. You know, good morning, John and Gordy and Sam.
I know. I know. And she's looking for a really good emoji right now.
Well,
so
is she?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure she'll come up with a really fantastic one. One we've never seen before.
Okay.
Set that one up.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get into the National Day Calendar. It's Giving Tuesday. Let's just get that, out there right away.
Okay, so Giving Tuesday applies to a lot of things, including the Humane Society, right?
That's right. We're going to have them in a little bit later on today.
They've got a Giving Tuesday.
They do. And Giving Tuesday, it's always the first Tuesday right after Thanksgiving. And, of course, you've spent the weekend shopping and searching for the best possible deals. Well, the National Day of Giving reminds us that after Cyber Monday, it's Giving Tuesday. After it started Thanksgiving Day, then we had Black Friday, then we had something Saturday, and then something Sunday, and then it was Cyber Monday, it's Giving Tuesday.
I hate to shock anybody, but what? Christmas is just around the corner, too.
Well,
and
get ready.
Giving even more presents.
Well, this is a day, to give to your favorite cause or your charity or a great reminder to lift others up during this generous time of year.
Fine.
On the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, families and businesses and community centers and students around the world come together for one common purpose to celebrate generosity and to give. Okay?
Yep.
That's what Giving Tuesday is all about. And again, later today, we'll talk to the Dane County Humane Society about their efforts on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't wait.
What is it today? What is it or is it not? Let's go back to this. Okay. Is it World Trick Shot Day? Is it National Roof Over Your Head Day? Or is it National Carpet Cleaning Day? What day is it? Or is it not? What day is it not?
Oh, it's not Carpet Cleaning Day.
You're
no one
right.
cares about that.
You're right.
There you go.
Okay. That was an easy one.
I was thinking of getting one of those automatic carpet cleaners.
Yeah?
Like a Roomba?
Vacuum, a Roomba, yeah. I was thinking about getting that.
Roomba?
We have the Kraken, which is my one-year-old border collie.
Right.
And I wonder how she'll react to that thing,
Is she
the kind of dog to like eat remotes and shoes and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, she's a chewer.
That thing's a goner.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably. But I was thinking, what kind of trick could I play on her? Put on that Roomba.
put something
and freak,
on it
and freak around. Yeah, make her run. You know, just you play games with dogs. Yeah. That's what you do. You know, you try to freak them out in some way.
Get some battery operated or a wind up toy and just, you know, stick it on there with some duct tape.
Yeah,
and you know, have it on there while it's running around the floor.
Yeah,
that'll scare it.
Well,
it'll attack it.
That would be fun. Yeah. I you know, I'm just thinking, should I get one or shouldn't I? And I'm thinking, there's so much hair. She sheds so much hair.
Really?
I'm thinking that it may be a bad idea. I'd be cleaning that Roomba all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let us know.
Mess in the house.
Let us know what you decide.
Yes, I know. Well, okay. I know how important this is to everybody listening.
We're all on the edge of our chairs. It's World Trick Shot Day. Get ready for World Trick Shot Day. What is this? The world famous Harlem Globetrotters. You know, they always come around the holidays, the Harlem Globetrotters. It must be their time of year.
Yeah.
They appear everywhere. The originators of the trick shot, the Harlem Globetrotters, they give enthusiasts a chance to showcase their most impressive shots. Yeah. Have you ever seen them in person, the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
Way
for the kids. Then. Yeah, fun for the kids.
You know what? When they first came out, or not when they first came out, when I first noticed them, them as a kid,
right.
I always thought, why don't they play professionally?
Well,
right? Why wouldn't that team of the greatest basketball players ever go out and actually play a game with actual basketball players in the league?
Yeah. I know. They're that good. They're better.
They're better.
And they have all these trick shots.
I think it'd be more fun to watch.
It would be. It's a great idea.
Wouldn't that have been a good idea back in the 50s and 60s?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They always play the Washington Generals.
Missed opportunity.
How'd you like to be a player on the Washington Generals that never win? They won accidentally one time, I think. If you look back in their history, they accidentally won.
But you got to give it to them for, you know, wanting to lose.
every game.
They were okay with that.
Mm. Oh, Sherry sent us another emoji. That's very sweet.
See?
Thank you.
We have not seen that one before. That's a good new one. That's a good one.
Where'd she find all those? Emoji on the internet.
Emoji heaven.
National Roof Over Your Head Day. Okay. It was created as a day to be thankful for what you have, starting with a roof over your head. There are many days. That's what it's. I just read them. I don't write them. There are many things that we have we take for granted and do not stop to appreciate how fortunate we are for having them. So if you have a roof over your head, be thankful.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
When we come back, Sam will dust off the history books again. No. Boy, it's awful dusty in that room.
Why did you just leave it all?
Why did you just leave it outside? Okay. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning after this. Well,
you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You know, it's nice to know we have these exciting themes to open our segments with. 92.7 WMDX.
This is kind of uplifting.
Yes, sounds like a very, very historic reference theme, right?
It's kind of got a Western theme to it, plus coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Like a cup of coffee like around the bonfire.
Time, like a time machine. You're thinking about all these events that happened way back in the past.
Yeah, okay. Like history?
Like
items?
Yes.
Things that happen on this day in history and stuff?
Exactly.
Let's see, December 3rd. Oh, it's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday,
really?
Sue. If she was listening right now, I could wish her a happy birthday, but she hates you, John, so she doesn't listen.
What's her beef with John?
I don't know. She just yells all the time. I can't take it. I know. I have to sit there and take it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
I do.
He's just an angry guy.
Yeah. You do know how it is.
She's just, let's get to the history.
She's just too challenged by me, that's all. You know? I got it.
No,
but, you know.
She just likes to listen to mellow music, you know.
She's your typical NPR listener.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't say that either.
No.
She doesn't listen to a lot of radio. She listens to CDs, you know.
Wow.
Some mellow.
People still listen to CDs?
No one listens to CDs.
She's got
CDs
one of those Bose radios, you know.
Oh, really?
Like a CD player. Wow. Right up on things.
Well.
All right. What's happening in the history books for today, December 3rd?
Oh, no. He's so good at that. He really is.
Have you ever watched yourself on video while you're doing that? It's like an acting class.
I know. It's amazing.
Do you go to theater class or something? Because you're like running around your little booth there coughing.
I'm actually coughing. I don't know what to tell you.
You're very expressive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
Amazing.
Glad I got that out of my system.
Yeah, boy. All right. What's happening? What happened on this date?
You a fan of neon lights?
I love neon lights.
Neon is actually my favorite color, like the reddish orange.
Oh, okay.
Color of a neon light.
Yeah.
Today in 1910, neon lights were first demonstrated to the public.
Hmm. That must have been quite a thing. Back in 1910.
Love neon lights.
Now you see the fake neon lights like we have on our
Our
call
like
letters
in our windows. Here.
That could have been real.
I mean, they do look like neon lights. I mean, they've got the same thing, but they don't. Yeah. They don't go out like neon.
Well, my son had a neon class.
Really?
At college, yeah.
A neon class?
Oh, where he like bent the tubes
kidding.
Actually made a neon sign and everything.
They're beautiful. Some of the older ones are really cool.
Yeah.
They got one at Lombardino's over.
Oh, they do.
Over by my place.
I just love those things. Yeah.
On top of the roof there. I mean, it's a beautiful sign.
Yeah. You know the Badger Liquor one just down the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
I really loved it when they redid that one.
On State
just
Street?
Just fixed it up, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's really cool.
I just love it. It's so Wisconsin. You know, the Badger Liquor down the road.
Yeah.
You know,
over
the
there
corner.
By the. Next. Over there by the. Yeah. By the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Across the street from the filling station. By the way, Mark, I don't want to leave you out. Mark out in Prairie du Sac feels a little left out. We're talking about Sherry and Horicon always listening and sending us emojis. And Mark said, I'm listening too. And we know that.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate that. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the
back
history.
To the history.
Let's get through it.
Couldn't I throw you off and get rid of this?
Okay. You just hate being reminded of how old you are, don't you?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's all this stuff. I know.
Today is the anniversary of the Bhopal disaster. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. Are you familiar?
That was a chemical thing
in India,
maybe?
It was the worst, I don't even know what you'd call it, but like industrial accident that affected like everyday people. There was a large chemical leak.
A lot of people died, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of people dead, a lot of people injured
over the
years.
We're about to have one of the biggest disasters ever, and that is the presidential disaster.
Well, let's just wait and see.
January.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Why am I even thinking about it?
We'll worry about it when it happens.
Right. Wait and see.
Okay.
Today, 1992, the very first text message was sent.
1992, the first text message?
How is that even possible?
Well, you know how to send a text. You type it in on your phone.
What was the message?
Did we have that?
It was Merry Christmas.
Well, wait a minute. On this date, they were a little early on that.
They were a little early, but I don't know. I guess it's the whole Christmas season or something.
Okay. Who sent it to who and how did they receive it?
I had the information, but I didn't think it was important enough to write it down.
All right.
We'll take your word for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
It's nice to know.
It's Ozzy Osbourne's birthday today.
All right.
And he survived this long.
How old is he?
I forgot to put a year on
it. You know,
let's check the Google machine.
The Osbournes have been really good at reimagining another TV show. You know, they crank out a couple of TV shows every year, different series.
Yeah, they had a ghost season.
They're
right?
into that.
Yeah,
ghost hunting.
Yeah. But they didn't hunt. They were just judging ghosts.
Yeah.
Videos, I think.
Videos, yeah. And videos of like UFOs and stuff like that. And, Jack's into all that stuff.
And I always disagreed with them because I thought a lot of that stuff looked real.
Right.
But they sat there, oh, no, well, that can't be real. I don't know.
Well, Sharon and Ozzy always get into it. Yeah, and Jack's amazed that they don't think it's real.
That's right.
The concept for a show, just get a bunch of videos and watch them.
They don't know, right?
No idea.
Anything, any platform for the Ozzy's.
Doesn't matter. So how old is Ozzy? Did you figure it out?
He's
really old.
It said he was born in, 48, 76?
Okay. He's really 76. Old. Ooh, okay. Boy, he's old. He's scary old.
Okay. All right.
We're getting there, man.
Is that it for the history book? Can we shut it for 24
it.
Hours?
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Okay.
All right.
John and Gordy
sounds
Sanders.
Good to me. A little bit later on, we'll talk to the Humane Society from Dane County. We're going to have them. And we're going to have a special treat. We're going to talk to Deb from Sugar River Pizza Company.
That's right.
Yeah. We were out there, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
It was a great place to go.
We went behind the scenes to see how they make the pizza. It was really fascinating, actually.
A great-looking building out there.
We're going to talk to them later.
Out in Sun Prairie.
It is. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Beautiful stuff.
And we'll be talking about the debacle known as the Biden pardon.
Yes, and Idiocracy right around the corner. John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Gravehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah. Big moment, another big moment. Idiocracy. Yeah.
6:35.
It's going to get worse, too.
You think so?
Oh, my God, yes.
It's cloudy and 23 degrees, highs in the upper 20s today.
Just want to run this by everybody listening right now.
All right.
Including you. Don't change your station, whatever you do. All right. I just want everybody to know that we're all going to live through this upcoming nightmare together for 4 years.
And, really?
I'm just... You know, I had a horrible dream last night, and it reran itself, by the way, when I went back to sleep.
But what was the dream?
But the country had gone completely under, and it had to be restarted. And I redreamed that, thinking, well, that's ridiculous. It's just a dream. But I don't know. I'm beginning to think it's a premonition. I think I'm Nostradamus in disguise. And and here's the thing. I think the only reason I had that dream is because I am fearful of the future in the next 4 years, what could happen. I think each and every one of us have lived through that four-year term that Trump had previous. Mm-hmm. And every day was a day of nervousness. Every day we didn't know what was going to happen next, what he would target next. What stupid thing he would say next, on and on and on, and everybody now is sitting on the edge of their chair wondering what the hell is going to drop next. And I think we're going to be doing that for four damn years. This is not healthy. Our bodies can't take this kind of tension constantly.
John, you've been alive since Truman was in the White House. What's four more years?
Yeah. The big picture.
Well, this
can't be that
certainly
bad.
Could bring things to an end.
Jeez.
Your body releases some kind of chemical when you're tense, when you're nervous.
What did you eat before you went to bed to have this dream? I mean, were you having some spicy Italian
that's a good question.
Sausage
I
or something?
Examine that too.
What? So this you say it re-ran. What was in your dream actually? Were you watching TV and it was horrible news
dreams.
Every day?
I don't remember dreams very well, but all I can say is that it. You know, everything just kind of fell apart. We were watching things fall apart and. Yeah. Everybody decided at that point we just have to start over.
Right.
And starting over was kind of strange because a lot of things that were still there were part of the starting over. But, you know, dreams aren't supposed to make sense. But psychologically, I think we're all in a trauma right now. We're all waiting for the next thing to happen in this country. And we're going to be doing that for 4 damn years. And we're doing it a month and a half, 2 months before he even becomes president. I can't take this. This is outrageous. Yeah, I want to somehow want to present the next 4 years in a way that's entertaining to people.
Instead of being Mr. Cloudy Gloom
right,
and Doom
exactly,
pessimist
you know,
guy.
Playing these ridiculous comments from Trump every day. Yeah, you know, just if there's a way we could present it as a comedic bit of
I
some sort.
I think you need to... You need to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know,
maybe that's
we'll
it.
Be like a phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, this is, sure we're gonna like the fourth turning book.
Oh yes,
that Mike McCabe's always talking about.
Right.
I mean, you know, yeah, we're gonna go through a lot of transition and stuff, but in the end, you know, maybe things will be better in a few years.
Now, if
or decades,
if we did wait for that fourth turning, you know, I'd be 127.
Well,
I think,
you know, it's. You know, hey, let's go to the phones.
All right,
608-879-8255 is our number. That's 879-TALK.
Prayer
or you
sec.
Can text us, too, at that number or at the Civic Media app. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, talking, you know, listening to you this morning, there was a program on PBS, I don't know if it was a repeat, that was showing what the surveillance state that they have in China right now. Yeah. Well, they basically have cameras just about everywhere, and they can identify just about everybody with what they're doing,
wow.
Facial recognition using AI. And I was also thinking about the movie. Now it's perhaps you know a few from a few years back, V for Vendetta.
Oh, I love that movie.
A fascist state very similar to what I think Trump under Project 25, the whole Project Norse Fire. Where they actually you know, were rounding up people, you know, people that were the gay people, and you know, and driving the people of darker hue of skin, you know, out, and it is just, and they're talking about. And of course, the United States had collapsed. This is you know, taking place in Great Britain. But,
right. But you know, the
surveillance.
You know, we're going to have the John and Gordy. V for Vendetta mask and knife set.
V for Vendetta.
Have the Guy Fox mask so that ready to don that when because they donned that during the Walker protest.
Yes, we did. Yeah, and now of course, and the great thing is Act 10 was overturned.
Yeah, well, let's see how that does when they appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Wait and see.
Yeah,
state Supreme Court of course, and and we just had to guard that court next April.
Yeah.
You know, keep a more keep the balance in the court as it is right now because the other ones are they're all Trump all the time. I think.
I know.
And they've abandoned. You know, never. It's amazing the never Trumpers are now full core, full throated MAGA, and that it is scary that. And they're all terrified of Donald Trump. If they just would have stood up to Donald Trump during this, at least the second impeachment, that he would no longer be an issue. But now they've all sold their souls to the.
They have
to the man.
They have sold their souls.
All right, Mark.
Well thanks for that. Here's the thing, and I think this is a gift from Joe Biden.
Okay.
He has absolutely triggered. The MAGAs. He triggered
with
them.
With this pardon of
with
the son,
pardon
Hunter?
With a pardon of his son, Hunter.
Yeah?
That is a gift. I'm just enjoying watching everybody just freak out, especially in the right. I got a little bit coming up later on.
Okay.
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah?
You know, no one can beat Megyn Kelly's hyperbole, so we'll get to that later. But I do love the fact that, you know, Biden did this and everybody's freaking out. Even the idiot liberals out there, you know, that just can't handle this, right? Well, you know, he promised. Yeah. Oh, he promised. Oh, you know, those promises. Oh, we better keep those promises. You know, promises aren't legal. You know, it's not law. It's a promise. My God, you know, they act like, oh, well, he just broke the law. You know, no, he didn't. It was a pardon. My God.
Yeah.
You know, the liberals, we got to get rid of those. You know, the ones that are upset about this. This is not this. So what? Get over it, you know? Hunter went through the entire legal system, determined to be guilty. Okay, we got that. Now he's pardoned. Mm-hmm. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
These pardons take place all the damn time. And I'm just tired of this focusing on Joe Biden's promise. Oh, he promised. I don't understand. How could he go back on a promise? Oh, you know. People just get it together, you know? And I've always said, and this happened
Trump
a long
made
time.
A lot of promises during his first
you
term.
You know what? That's
he
true.
Made, he made a bunch of promises.
Hey, that's it. That's exactly it. He promised that Mexico would pay for the wall.
He did.
And they didn't.
They didn't.
He promised, though.
Yeah.
He promised. What the heck, you know?
And
my money and your money to build that damn wall, Gordy.
And he pardoned a few people, too, on his way out the door.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And he, you know, he's recently pardoned. He's not even president yet. He's already pardoning, getting ready to pardon more people.
He would have pardoned himself if everybody hadn't dropped the cases around him. So, he promised.
All right.
Get over it. My God. I'm sorry, Dom. I know Dom was on a rant yesterday about this thing. He just couldn't get over it. Well, he should stand by his principle.
Well.
No. He can do whatever he wants. The guardrails are down.
He's still president for a few more days, a few more weeks. Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, that's where I'm at on this.
All right.
Thanks.
We're getting some texts here, but we'll get to those in a moment. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Hey,
I know, it's all about promises.
He pardoned Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
he pardoned a lot.
And, of course, you know, Jared Kushner's dad.
Oh, yeah. Now he's going to be ambassador to France.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's okay.
Why not? Presidents are allowed to pardon whoever they want.
And you know what I also noticed is that no one ever uses the word nepotism when it comes to the Trump administration. Come on. His first 4 years, his entire family was part of the White House. Nothing? No.
Yeah, Jared.
The word nepotism is not a good sounding word.
No.
It should be used, and no one uses it. Oh, they always say, oh, well, you know, family members. And nepotism, that's what it's all about. And now we've got Jared Kushner's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Pretty cool.
So.
Even Macron is already, kissing up to Trump. He's making him, what did he say? They were going to have a big get together and have Trump come to this,
France?
Yeah. They're having some big deal. I know. It's the reopening of Notre Dame.
Oh,
you know,
the
cathedral.
It's gorgeous now.
You know, they've
different.
Rebuilt it completely, and he's inviting Trump to that as a gesture of friendship. And
I can't stand the ass kissing. I really can't. We're making him seem like some kind of god.
Boy, talk about dusting something off in the old days.
But, you know, I think it calls for it. I think we're done with this, you know. Hunter has been pardoned. Get over it. It's not law. He just promised it and decided, you know what, I'm a dad, I'm a father, and
sign
I'm pardoning
papers.
My damn son. Go to hell, everybody else. I know I would have.
Wonder if he's going to pardon anybody else on the way out the door.
Yeah.
He could, you know, he's got, 50 more days of being president? He could do a lot of things. He could sign a lot of papers. He's got immunity. According to the Supreme Court, he can do a lot of things.
You know, the thing here is that the Democrats are held at a completely different standard, you know?
Oh, we're the good guys.
He made the promise. You know, he should stand by a promise. No.
But did he pinky promise?
Yeah, it's a little.
Good question. Yeah.
He broke his word.
Oh, okay.
But it's done, you know? Like I say, the guardrails are down. The president could do damn well anything he wants at this point if it's an official act. In fact, I think he should officially act in giving pardons to everybody who has a student loan. No one gets to pay back their student loan anymore. He should just take his magic wand now.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has given the president a magic wand to do any damn thing he wants. If he can shoot people, if he can shoot his competitors or challengers, then he can at least get rid of student loan debt, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
We got a text here from 1701. Says Biden gave an explanation why he broke his word at the pardon. It's an easy read. Read it. Sam can pull it up quickly. Just read the pardon. Just read it.
I read it when that was when I first found out about it, and it explains basically the only reason is because the plea deal fell through. They had a deal.
They did
for
have a deal.
The charges against Hunter.
Well, and he wouldn't have admitted to all those situations that he was charged with had he known that the plea deal would go away, that they'd withdraw it. So, yeah, it was unfair, and I understand that, and I understand why Joe did it. But that's not the point. The point is, he promised. Oh, he broke his promise. We got to get off this damn high horse that the liberals think they're on. Okay. I've had it right up to here.
I can tell. Just relax.
Well, let me just
take a breath.
See, now this is that tension level I'm talking about for the next 4 years.
I don't know. I don't know if I can take 4 years of it either. I know what you mean. 6:49. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. 92.7 WMPX.
Things are going very, very well.
Smooth this morning.
Smooth as... It is 6:52, 23 degrees, cloudy this morning. We'll see partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s this afternoon. And we are efforting to get Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society on the phone with
us
this
morning. We had
video,
but we couldn't get the audio, so we're having a call.
I think Sam has contacted her now, and she's almost ready to join us.
Sam's freaking out. Whoa, what's going on?
It's all fine. You know, today is Giving Tuesday, and the Dane County Humane Society has a lot of things going on.
But we had the dating game sound because...
Yeah, we're going to...
Fairly soon, we're going to do the dating game with puppies, right?
Well...
Or snakes
with
or
animal,
reptiles.
All kinds of animals.
Sure.
We're going to get that going. Is Lisa with us now? Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing
good.
Okay.
We're good.
How are you?
Doing well.
Happy Giving Tuesday to you.
Yes. Happy Giving Tuesday. We're very excited about today.
Well, could you explain that a little bit for everybody out there? You know, we know it's Giving Tuesday, but what can we do for the Humane Society?
Well, we are one of many organizations out there who are private nonprofits, and we are seeking support from our community and our donors to, for us, we'd like to raise $100,000 for animals in need. Mm-hmm. It's our highest amount that we've made a goal for. And to help, we also have our highest ever matching gift, which is $50,000 that a number of donors have put up to as a matching challenge. So we're halfway there, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Excellent. And so if people do want to donate, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
If they go to our website at giveshelter.org, they'll be greeted with a pop-up about Giving Tuesday.
A cat just went by the video. If you could see that, it was fun.
I'm in my colleague's office because she has an office cat named Rufus. He's a senior cat, and he's available for adoption. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to be with Rufus today? Well,
they so love fun. The camera, too. You know, cats just love cameras.
They do.
Rufus, get over here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lisa, you have, I know, you know, we were out there, some of us were out there a few weeks ago taking a tour of the Humane Society. What a great facility you have, by the way. It's really one of the, I've been to a number of Humane Societies and a number of pet shelters and everything. I've never seen a facility as well functioning and organized as the Dane County Humane Society. How many animals do you typically have in the building there that are ready for adoption?
Oh, that are ready for adoption? Well, I mean, usually we have more than 100 animals, period. Some are in foster, some are waiting. They're being assessed medically as well as behaviorally, and then others are available to find their new homes.
Yeah.
Can you share a couple of stories about a couple of the animals that you're trying to get adopted right now?
So one of them is Rufus here, who now is being camera shy.
He's
just hanging out here making some biscuits. He's a senior fellow who was found in Fitchburg in October. And when he came here, he was so shy. And then we put him in an office to help him come out of his shell, and now he's a lap cat. He loves attention. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear him purring.
Yes.
He's just purring up a storm.
Yeah.
So, and it's so cute because when people walk by, he'll stand by the window and be like, hello, come in and say hello. Meet you. I want to hang out with you. So he's very, very affectionate and friendly. We just want to find him a home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope he finds one.
We also have a number of dogs that are also looking for homes.
Yeah.
Quite the variety, from puppies to older dogs, a few seniors. Like Bo is a senior. She's a lab. But if you met her, you would be like, there's no way she's a senior. She looks so young. She still has tons of energy and is super sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm looking for a dog, and we mentioned this when I was out there visiting a couple of weeks ago. And you have a lot of different dogs and cats and other animals also ready for adoption. But we were thinking about maybe a way that we could do this over the next month or so. You know, I'm not quite ready for a dog yet, but I'm getting closer. You know, I'm starting to look around a little bit more seriously. And so we've come up with a little bit something, and we'll probably start this in a couple of weeks from now. Kind of a dating game kind of deal where we're going to present a few pets to me. Possibly. I'll be blindfolded. You'll describe the pet in question with the name and a little bit about their background, and then maybe I'll pick one out, and we'll go through time and see how we do with that and see if we can find me a new dog. Right? That's the idea.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And we are here to help find you your new pet and help you meet your needs and add a loving friend. A new best friend.
A new best friend. Sorry, I've always had dogs. I prefer dogs over cats. You know, I'm friendly with cats, but I'm kind of allergic to some of them.
We're going to get you a boa constrictor this time.
A boa constrictor. I'm open to that.
Or a parrot or something.
A parrot, a dirty talking parrot. I think it would be hilarious.
Bring
him in
like
on
that.
The show.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just have a real awesome Saturdays every once in a while.
Then we word.
Yes. But no, actually, I think we're going to start this up in a couple of weeks. With your help from the Dane County Humane Society. So, Lisa, let's keep in touch. And again, if people want to find out more about what you're up to here on Giving Tuesday, one more time, your website is?
GiveShelter.org. And we have wonderful stories we're sharing about animals who have been helped thanks to everyone's support.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yep.
We are coming back with our second hour here on John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment or two.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.